Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ankabut. Now, in this regard, there is just one narrative which is reported through two different chains of narration, and both of these narratives are reported by, or allegedly reported by, Ubay ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the first of these texts is reported in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir. And the words are, Man qara'a surat al-ankabut kana lahu min al-ajri ashru hasanatin bi'adadi kulli al-mu'minin wal-munafiqin. Which means that a person recites Surah Ankabut, then for every believer and for every hypocrite found in this world, for every such person, that person recites Surah Ankabut, he will be given the reward of 10 pious deeds. Now, this narrative is regarded to be absolutely concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal from various Rijal authorities. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Laysa Bishai, and another opinion which he holds about Salam is that Zaifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosuli says that he's Laysa bi-Hujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's Ghayr al-Siqa. And Abu Zura' Abu Hatim call him to be Zaif. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharaj says that he's Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is Laysa bi-Siqa wa la yuktabu hadithu. And another opinion, and Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he's Zaif al-Hadith Chiddin. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash about him is that he is kazab, that he is a liar. So we can see from this detail why Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. Now, as far as the text of this narrative is concerned, which is recorded in As-Salbi, as I said, the text is exactly the same. However, in the chain of narration of this narrative, there are two extremely weak narrators. One of them is the same person, Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Yusuf ibn Atiyah, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded on the authority of various Rijal authorities. Thus, for example, Abu Zura, Abu Hatim, and Imam Darqut says that he is Zaif al-Hadith. All of these three authorities say that he is Zaif al-Hadith. And Imam Bukhari says that he is Munkar al-Hadith. Abu Dawud says that he is Laysa Bishai. And Imam Nasai says that he is Matruk al-Hadith wa Laysa Bishai. And similarly, Abu Bakr al-Dulabi says that he is Matruk al-Hadith. So, in the existence of these comments, there are of course some others as well which I have left out. However, these are enough to show that this person is extremely weak, and if he's found in a narrator which has no other parallel, no other mutabiat, then of course this narrative also cannot be regarded as reliable. So, all in all, we have to reject and disregard this narrative because it is not the word. Is not the word of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It cannot be ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best way to achieve the blessings of a surah is to reflect on the surah, is to understand its meanings, and to deliberate on its message, and to try our best to communicate its message to others. أقول لكم هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.